Sometimes he sings in the male chorus. That's about it. And he attends Sunday school sometime and goes out with his church visiting other churches. And same with me. And I'm also a deaconess too in my church.
About his parents? You know where they were born?
They were born in Louisiana too. Their whole setup, his mama, his papa, all born in Louisiana. And he had two sisters, one living, the baby sister, and the older sister is dead. Mother's dead, father's dead. Mm. But he have lots of other relatives, such as aunt, one aunt, yeah, and cousins and so on. Still living. And they're around about Texas Points, Portland, Oregon.
You think his parents were from Garland, Louisiana?
Around about, you can put that.
Where is that?
That's out, let me see, Garland. That's a kind of branch out from Alexandria. I believe you get on the route of Alexandria and you pass through Garland. Mm-hmm. Close around Whiteville, Louisiana, along those points. And his mother and father, they attended school too. But I don't know just how far up in school that they went. My sister-in-law, she went to school along with me. And she dropped out of school before I did. But the older sister never did go to school with us.
Did y'all move around much?
Huh?
Did y'all move around much?
In different neighborhoods? Uh-huh. Yeah, but it was, yes. We really came from on the north end when we moved out here. Mm-hmm. And I was raised up in the west end of Beaumont out there. Back the rice mill, around Crockett Street. Then from there we moved out in the north end. Then from the north end across here on Summersville Street. Then from there out here, we've been out here ever since.
I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looked like. You know, the names of the rooms and everything. Can you sort of make a sketch of the floor plan, like just where the rooms were and what
you
were?
No, I was too little to give you that, but it was known as a place, a square, and it was a big house. Uh-huh. And I'm sure the rooms wasn't, you know, convenient as these are, but I can just imagine it. It was a big house, wooden floors, and a kitchen. Bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. How many rooms were there in all? Or do you remember it?
I guess about three or four.
Do you know how it would be like when you walk?
Because you see, when I was staying there with them there in that first house, I was small. I was around two. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I was around two. Three like that. My sister Mary and I was five. But we stayed on railroad right from there. But there was a sharpshooter there. Now I can remember that was a three-room sharpshooter.
What do you mean sharpshooter?
Just a little straight house. Just a little straight house and a room here and a room here and a room here.
Just one right behind you?
That's right. Just a sharpshooter, just a straight.
How
and then cut into three.
How many? There were three rooms?
Mm-hmm.
What was the first room you walked into?
Well, that was the front room, as they always called it. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Where you entertain guests. Then the bedroom. And then the kitchen. But it was just my mother and I. See? And just we two, one bedroom was sufficient. And my sister was off in school. But when she'd come, well, she'd share the bedroom with us. Just the three of them. Plenty of room. Big double bed.